Douglas County may be key in the recount since voters supported Joanne Kloppenburg by a more than 2-to-1 margin. Douglas County Clerk Susan Sandvik says she isn't sure how long it will take her canvassing board to complete the recount.
I'll probably have a better feel after the first day to know how many we get through in a day. And it obviously will start moving a little quicker as we get a process down.
But the state wants this done by the book. Government Accountability Board Counsel Michael Haas says every county needs to do it the same way.
We understand that counties may be accustomed to a little bit more latitude when a recount involves only one or two counties, but we are going to be a little bit more of a stickler regarding the procedures used in this recount because it is statewide.
Sandvik thinks if anything were to change in the vote totals, it would be from absentee ballots.
If they determine that a ballot was rejected that should have been counted, it will then be counted. And vice versa, if they determine that there was an absentee ballot that was incorrectly counted, they will pull a ballot out, an absentee ballot out.
Sandvik says this is the first statewide recount that she has seen in her 12 years as Douglas County Clerk. The last was in 1989. Laura Podgornik, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.